if, in other words, if they figured that they were about $1,500 in taxes, what kind of an assessed valuation property would pay $1,500 in taxes?
If she gets it lower than that, the value she's requested, she don't pay no taxes this fall. If she gets it, the board lowered to her purchase price as being a foreclosure, she's already collected on the big amount, she will not pay no taxes this fall on her property because the other people that sold it to her paid the whole tax bill.
Well, then what's he worried about?
Well, he didn't get the job, of course.
Well, but now, my question was just straight out. If, forget that part, if somebody paid $1,500 in taxes, what should be the assessed value of the property?
It depends.
$300,000?
It depends on what school zone and everything else.
$343,284. That's what we've got it appraised at.
That would generate $1,500 in taxes.
Yeah, we talked to Ron then yesterday.
Oh, is that, that's where this came from?
Ron and, yeah, from the IDA.
Anyway, I'd like to just talk about it anyway next week sometime. The one's going off, I can get a good chance if he can show us that he's wrong. That's what he says he thinks he can. So, whatever, Court.
Okay, we'll reconvene. We have Laura Schwander, a phone call.
June.
Laura, this is Donna Neely with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. We're showing that you have an opinion of market value as of 2009 of $129,900.
Excuse me, Donna, are you not going to warn her that she's on the internet and all that?
Yes, ma'am, we are on the internet and we are recording this.
Okay.
And we're showing an appraised value of $343,284.
That's what's on the tax records, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Donna, did you only paid $129,000 for this?
Yes. And you should have. Did you get all my paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I thought we did, but we have paperwork. we have your settlement statement.
Right, and I suspect another 28 some pages.
No.
Oh, you don't have that?
It's on the overhead.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we have it up here.
Okay, that's great. You might not want to look at it.
This showing, I mean, it's kind of showing some comparable properties there.
Yeah. Nothing's had sold, as far as I know, within the last year and a half. So I was just looking at things that are currently on the market, and I did make the assumption that they would not sell for more than what they're listed for.
Well, these are, in other words, listed properties that we're looking at now, but they have not been sold.
Right, in the same subdivision, yeah.
Okay, have you got any record of any properties that were sold?
I don't in that subdivision because I was told there was nothing sold since, like, March of 2008.
Where is the subdivision?
This is called Cabin to Grand Mountain. It's right off this 76 in Branson. I don't know if you know where, like, the Presley Theater is.
Yeah.
There's a street that goes right called Rosalie, and it's just right back there. The next right is into that subdivision. There's about 50 or 55 cabins, which are duplexes, actually. So there's about 100 or so units.
Is this on the old Presley property?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. It's across the street, across 76, and down a little ways on Rosalie.
Okay. Does the assessor have any property that's been sold?
October of 2008, there was one of these properties sold for $260,000.
And what was? Oh, I didn't have a record. I didn't know about that one. In October?
October, and it says, of 2008. We did have a March 2008 that sold for $235,000. We had a February of 2008 that sold for $257,900. We have a May of 2008 as the same as the property you purchased. It was under distress and sold for $160,113.
Okay.
Now, I need to clarify something. Did you buy this on a bid from a loan company?
Yes, a loan company owned the property.
Do you know if it was a public bid or was it one of the bids of just making the offer and they looked at the offer to see if they would be interested in it?
Right. Could you restate that? I couldn't quite hear you.
Did you make an offer or was it in a public auction arena or did you just buy it on offer?
No, it was a regular sale through a realtor. Yeah, it wasn't a public auction at all, no.
You went through a realtor and not just directly with the bank? Okay.
Right, I went through a realtor, right. And who was the company had a realtor.
Do you know who that realtor is?
Hold on, I can probably find it on the web here. He was in Ozark, Missouri.
Okay.
Hold on here, possibly. Oh, Osborne, I think.
Jim Osborne. Okay.
Yeah, James Osborne.
Okay. The reason I ask is because I know some of these foreclosure sales have the same realtor, and they just take a single bid, and if it satisfies the bank, then
no,
they
sell. They stated that until a contract was signed, they could accept any offer or any bid, not necessarily the highest bid, but they had the right to choose any bid that, or any offer that came in.
Okay. And you don't know if they had any offers besides yours?
I know they had at least one.
I see.
All right, we will have to discuss this and study that. We've got the materials that you sent us that we can put up on the screen and go over. And we will vote on it later today, and you will be contacted by mail within the next few days and given our decision.
Okay, part of it, my point here with all the paperwork was the fact that I walked into a unit that had nothing in it. There were no appliances. All these normally were sold with appliances. Mine was stripped of everything. So I think the value of mine was significantly less than what these other ones are selling for because they are, number one, furnished, plus they have appliances in them. So if you're comparing to other units that have sold or even on the market, you know, mine was stripped of everything. So the value, whatever you consider the value of that, you've got to consider also about this property. I noticed the square footage on this property cannot possibly be right. It's listed at 2,100 square feet, and all these other ones are somewhere around 1,300. So I need to know what I need to do to get that corrected.
We would have
to
look.
All these units are pretty identical.
We would have to look at the plat and see why it had 2,100.
Right. Because I will make arrangements to be down there if somebody needs to come there and measure. You know, you can't, because it's not a full, two levels of, same square footage.
Okay. Also, one last question. I noticed you don't live here. Is it a nightly rental?
No, it's not.
Okay.
In fact, it's not even furnished yet. But no, it's not going to be in the rental system.
I'm looking at, we've got a page up here, comparables.
Uh-huh.
Is that something you sent us?
Yes.
I noticed.
Just to summarize all the stuff behind it.
On your square foot question, James, there's, two of them in there that are 908 base and 1338 adjusted, so maybe there is a mistake there.
There could be a mistake.
Yeah, I took this off the Beacon website, Beacon Dodge Schneider Corp.
But I do notice in your sales there you're seeing bank listed and different things as being more of a distressed sales, and I would ask that some of these... You know, we need to be looking at arm length transactions if we possibly have that information.
And there's another thing that you have to know, Carol. Lauren. The our base must be the value as of January 1st.
Correct.
09. Now, in other words, a number of properties around town have gone down in value this spring. You didn't buy until last month.
Right.
And so...
But you have to realize, the property was also stripped of everything. unlike, you know, these other ones that sold with it, furnishings and appliances, you know.
Right, but why is it short?
I make a motion that the assessor go out and remeasure this one because of the...
We do know there is an error.
Okay, there is an error, so I make a motion that he go out and remeasure so we can value this property.
Okay, well,
I guess I would need to be there, correct?
No.
No.
But how would you know that what the interior is as far as which
don't,
is level and which isn't?
We don't go into the interior unless upon appointment. We just put a tape on the outside and plug it into a formula that gives us the square footage, outside dimensions. Fair or unfair, every property has done that away. We don't have to go in.
Okay, that's fine. And as long as mine is comparable to every other one out there, that's
what we're supposed to be trying to do.
Right. Okay. Great.
I'll second the motion.
All right. The motion is to table, and the assessor will reevaluate.
Right.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. And that will be accomplished, and you'll be notified of the results.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Bye. I've been hearing a lot about the homes that are in foreclosure and the
sentiment.
People are going out and stripping them out. Taking all the appliances.
Getting out everything they can. Huh?
Taking everything out of them. I'm not talking about the owners. I'm talking about other people taking it out, too. Mm.
This is possibly a property. When I said there's a mistake, I still want to go. I'm sending people right now. But there is a possibility it has a basement. Every fourth or fifth one shows a basement. So they're going to go look and make sure of the numbers.
Okay, where are we at now?
Okay. In other words, before you move that, in other words, the one for sale right around here, from 117 to 179, it's quite a difference in it. If it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't match his sales.
Yeah, and see, one of them says 1110 square feet, another one says 1338. Another 1326.
Carrie Walden is still here for a meeting regarding several properties.
Dr. Rose, what I'm saying is it doesn't match his. He gave four examples, and none of them that match any of these.
Yeah.
She didn't know about those, supposedly.
Carrie, we've had you on here today for about seven properties at French Quarter Group. Was that to be my phone? Or were you coming by?
No, you're done. Unless you want me to bring it back up.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
You get off fair law, I'll have
you back up. So if it's for her, it would be by phone. Okay.
Now these are all this.
Any comments there, James, before we get this group on here?
I want Bob here.
Bob had a personal...
emergency?
Yeah, so not an emergency, but a personal commitment that he had to make right now.
Maybe we could hear her...
You know, when he'll be back? Or,
said sometime...
After lunch or...
After lunch.
The reason I say that, this is one of those timeshare split use, commercial versus residential, 3%, 99. She's saying 99.1.
I think you've got about 300 of those. You might want to hear her evidence.
No, this is timeshare. The others are condos.
I apologize. Okay.
These are all condos. These are all timeshare condos.
Yeah, timeshare condos. And not the same as the others as being on nightly rental condos.
Now, what is this thing about a 1%?
That's what she's saying is basically they're. We've always taken their figures on timeshares before. I have no objection to that, but I would like Bob to be sure and reiterate to the board how we've done it in the past.
Well, let's listen to her evidence and then let's not make any decision.
I'd like to straighten out before we talk. I thought if your nightly rental was commercial.
It's not nightly rental.
Not in a timeshare. This is a timeshare.
Different people own. Individuals own it.
It's based on 52 ownership of one unit. Not a condo that has single ownership.
Good morning, Director Julie Galicia speaking.
Galicia, this is Donna again with Taney County Board of Equalization. May I speak with Kerry?
Not a problem. Hang on. Kerry.
Kerry, hi. This is Donna. I just want to let you know that you're being recorded and that you are live on the internet. Will you be handling all of the properties all at one time, or do you have a separate argument for each property?
All the parcels contain the same argument.
Okay, Bob Rose is our chairperson.
Okay, would you please tell us more? In other words, what are you really asking here? At the present, it looks like they are appraised. Land is under residential, but then the rest of it is all commercial, the building.
That's correct. Good morning, Mr. Rose. My name is Kerry Walden, and I have represented Southwinds Management Corporation since 2007 in regard to the property taxes on their timeshare property. Mm-hmm. In 2007, we appealed approximately 19 parcels that contained buildings with timeshare units in them. And in 2007, we reached an agreement with the State Tax Commission and Mr. Strahan to split the taxes and the classification according to their use for nightly rental. And I submitted this morning to Donna via email, but I apologize, it may not have come through in time, a spreadsheet showing the number of units property, as well as the number of nights used for nightly rental and the number of nights used by the property owners. What we are requesting is that the classification of the units or of these buildings on each of the seven parcels be split to be classified 99% residential and 1% commercial. And the basis for that is that the units are occupied or have been sold to timeshare owners, and only those nights not used by timeshare owners are used for the purposes of nightly rental. And in the spreadsheet that I sent over, it shows of a possible 11,095 rental nights in the property, only 87 of them were used for nightly rental, and that equates out on each individual parcel to approximately 1% of the number of nights in each of those buildings. Does that answer your question?
I guess not. There's a distinction here. These units are timeshare. In other words, people only own 1 week at a time.
That's correct.
And if it's just someone who walks in off the street because it's not being used, you think that should be the commercial?
Yes. Those people who use it on a nightly basis where it produces revenue for the property that's subject to Missouri sales tax, it's my position that only those nights should be taxed at the commercial rate. And on these particular parcels, there's only a very, very small portion of the year that is used for nightly rental where revenue is produced. The rest of the year, the property owners, which happen to be multiple timeshare owners, use the property.
You have any questions on the board here?
How many nights were used for nightly rental, did you tell me?
You said only 87 out of...
87 of a possible 11,095 nights. So 11,095 is the total number of nights at this property, and 87 of those were used for nightly rental.
And this is a supported document through the by Missouri sales tax use.
Yes.
And the records would reflect that, then that that's all that was rented on a nightly basis.
And I have submitted, again, I apologize, I did submit the spreadsheet showing the number of nights subject to sales tax has been submitted to Ms. Neely via email, if you would like to look at that.
Kerry, this is Danny Strahan, and I wonder how this I understand what your argument is, and
yes.
I understand that you've been to the State Tax Commission with this argument and what you're saying, but how does this answer the question, and Bob is not here as our attorney, to the availability of those units per month, because you have no way of knowing that they are not available every month for one night a month, and if they are, they're listed as timeshare. But you came up with a conclusion from the State Tax Commission that you reached an agreement with them on, which is, the way I look at it, directly in conflict with the ruling they send down to us. But we want to be just as fair as we can be on this thing, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I do. Let me just paraphrase, Mr. Strahan, and correct me if I'm misrepresenting what you've said. I think your question is in relation to the Dominion Hospitality case and the nightly rental question based on availability. Is that correct?
Yes.
The Dominion Hospitality case, where it was the issue of long-term hotel stays being taxed as nightly, being taxed at the commercial rate because it was available more than 50% of the year. Is that the basis for your question?
Well, I say I'm not the attorney, and that's the basis I'm using because I've heard Mr. Paulson talk lots of times about it doesn't make any difference on the amount of nightly use, but the availability of nightly use is what he has explained to this board. And Kerry, I'm just trying to reach through this. Or is this something that would be better off for you to go to the State Tax Commission and work at your same type of situation, other than have us try to make a decision that, could you make a request that you go ahead and go to the State Tax Commission?
I personally would prefer not to, simply
okay.
because the other, back in 2007, we appealed a multitude of parcels, and these are the only seven that did not get treated the same way in 2009 that they were treated in 2007. Now, I believe James Strahan had suggested to me prior to filing the appeals that if we submitted the splits on the use of the units in the same vein that we agreed to for these exact same parcels in 2007, that he would be agreeable and would make the recommendation that split occur. And my argument on the question of availability and how that affects the classification of these parcels is based on what I believe are some differences in the way that the Dominion Hospitality case was decided as compared to the way condominium units and timeshare owners in condominium units, in terms of how they own the property, as opposed to a long-term extended stay hotel where one individual owns the entire hotel. So I guess it's my request, Mr. Strahan, that the Board of Equalization make a decision based on how these parcels were treated in the past, as well as the data that I submitted in terms of the use over the course of the last 12 months.
And that's the evidence you're going to present to us for us to make their decision, because we're looking at on the board right now. So I just want to be, as you said, when you start quoting these cases and we don't have our attorney here, I there's lots of things I don't agree with the State Tax Commission on. So I understand where you're coming from on that, but I don't know whether we as a board can make a decision varying from those rules and regulations, and that's the reason I ask if you care. But you're wanting us to try to come to some conclusion. If you don't agree with it, well, then you can take it on.
That's what I'm saying. I would prefer that you take a look at the data as well as the decision that was made on these same parcels back in 2007 and take a look at. And again, I understand that you need to speak to Mr. Paulson about this before making a final decision. Our argument really is based on the sales tax law that says that units used primarily for transient housing are to be taxed at the commercial rate, and these units are very clearly not used primarily for transient housing. They are used for the purpose of residence by the timeshare owners, and only if a timeshare owner chooses not to use their week does that week ever become available for nightly rental. And in this particular case, only approximately 1% of the units was ever used for nightly rental.
I make a motion to table until our attorney can look at this. And
I just would like for Carrie, this is James.
Yes.
Do you remember what the split was in 07? I think that would be important to this board.
In 07, our agreement was 98% residential, 2% commercial.
Okay.
And I believe in my spreadsheet I did submit the rental data for 2006 and 2007 as well, so you could see how the nightly rental had gone down from 2007 to 2008.
Okay.
Excuse
and
me.
The other question.
From 2006 to 2008.
The other question would be if... this is the first time I've seen the data, of course.
Sure.
But it was in 2007, it was on actual rental too and not availability?
Yes, that's correct. In
okay.
2007, this is the exact same spreadsheet we used in 2007, James. It just showed the 2006-2007 data as opposed to 2007-2008.
Yes, I would make
it's
a recommendation.
The exact same format. And I can send you over the old one if you'd like to look at that.
I'd like
well.
To have them both if you don't mind. And I would make
sure.
a recommendation.
I will email that over. Would you like me to email that to Donna as well?
Yes. Give
okay.
her something. That'll give her something
I
to do.
I will email the 2007 data.
Yeah.
Now, the French Quarter, that's the one out right by the Star Theater now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. These parcels make up Palace View and French Quarter, the seven parcels. Part of them are in French Quarter and part of them are in
Palace View. Palace View is not all, that's not near all timeshare, is it?
No. Only a small portion. Part of it is whole ownership and part of it is timeshare.
Because it,
the parcels that we've appealed are just the timeshare parcels.
But the other people, like in Palace View, are having to pay commercial and all of it. If they're in the night rental program. They do it one
On the whole ownership side, I can't speak to that. I don't represent those individuals, so I honestly don't know.
Do you actively promote and advertise for nightly rentals?
Does the timeshare properties?
Well, in other words, just the idea of French Quarter. Do you have an ad in the Chamber of Commerce bulletins and things like that for people coming to town?
The French Quarter and the Palace View timeshare properties are rented only on a nightly basis. It's really sort of a walk-in off the street situation where if somebody contacts them about using them on a nightly rental basis, if they've got any units that the timeshare owners have chosen not to use, then they'll make them available. But they do not, it's not their practice to promote them as a nightly rental complex because the majority of their stays, as you can see on that spreadsheet, are used by those individuals who own timeshare weeks there.
Carrie, could I call for the question now? We've got a motion and a second to table until we can get our attorney here, and James, you can send that other information?
Sure.
Okay.
Motion to table. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, you'll be notified, Carrie, after we've talked about it and talked to the lawyer and examined more carefully your data.
I appreciate it. I will email over the spreadsheet in just a few moments.
All right.
The 2007 data.
Thank you.
Kenny, just not a discussion on this, just a clarification. If people own a 1/52nd share, like a timeshare, I mean, does this French Quarter get the whole tax bill, or do each
yes.
one of those, you don't send a tax bill
no.
to each individual owner?
No, the French Quarter will get the tax bill for the whole building.
And so then that, but they want it on...
Well, does a you know when I see in the paper, you know, foreclosures on a 52nd timeshare, do they get a warranty deed for that?
I believe that is right.
Yeah, that they do.
Well, then why wouldn't the individuals be 1/52nd of the taxes if they have a warranty deed for the property?
I've heard the question asked, but I don't remember the answer. But that's I'm fairly certain that's the common way to do it.
Yeah, our recorder. Gets all those things, and that's the biggest part of the recording fees for like...
They're recorded just like it was a home on an individual.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's a, you know, if somebody buys a house and they start getting the tax bill, why wouldn't somebody get a, if they own a 152nd interest, why wouldn't they get a 152nd tax bill?
I don't know. That's been a question that's been asked
state
before.
Of Missouri recognizes it that way or not. I know the state of Arkansas you will receive. What?
Now, evidently the French Quarter has some buildings that are straight motel or that are owned by outright by people.
We're not dealing with those. We're
and that's none of them fall in this category of the buildings that she's asking for. Because I have to go back to what I'm used to. The idea at Port Royal, they cannot actually have timeshares in there. But they can go put their property into the rental program and hundreds have, and they are rented out on a nightly rental, and we tax them at the commercial rate for the entire building. For the
gentlemen, we have Mr. Ingram here for Stone Ridge by the lake, Burfield First.
All right.
And that would be 070074 through 070091. Is your argument going to be for all the properties, or do we need to address each one?
I don't have any argument. I just have discussion.
Will it be for all of them or separately?
Be for everything I can find, Donna. First one's going to be that I think the others are, let's get the simple ones out of the way. There was just a misunderstanding. We had to do building number 3. If you'll see, I think James has got, at the end of the tax number, you'll see a number like 301, that's unit 1, and that goes all the way through 320. Only 3 of those units have been sold. The others were done complete for fire safety, so there's only a front door, brick, and on the outside. The insides are not finished, and the assessor's office was not aware of that. And so the only information there is those 17 are not finished yet and ready to be assessed. So they're not finished.
Do we have an?
And there's the photographs in the file that James's people took for that.
Right. Did we have in our class that we took in Springfield? Did we have partial assessment for anything that was closed, enclosed? Do you know? I'm talking to the members that were present.
I think after a certain period of time. Wasn't it? I remember right, I can't.
We had a session on this, Charlie, up at the State Tax Commission in Springfield, put on a session, and it talked about partial assessment for enclosed, unfinished buildings. And I don't know, I think it's after, I'm like Dave, I think it's after a certain amount of time. I don't know.
I've never been assessed for anything that I didn't have finished ready for occupancy, so that's the only reason for my.
Right, and I think that was brought up there, because, I mean.
Sure.
We had hundreds of people there, so.
We've had a couple of cases before the BOE here that we've had earlier, if I remember right, that didn't we put a partial assessment because it had been enclosed, James? I think we had one or at least one.
Where they could be.
I think you'll find this is less than the last 4 or 5 or 6 months, so I don't think it would fall into that. I don't think James has any argument with that whatsoever, because they're not done.
We also, earlier this BOE session, if it wasn't complete by January 1st, we also just took it off the roll. So, I mean,
that was my understanding.
Yeah, that was, we did that for.
I'm just trying to follow rules were presented to us. I didn't know. So
right.
I have no problem with it, Charlie. I'm just trying to figure out what.
As a simple Taney County boy, if it's done, you pay for it. If it's not done, you don't. That was my understanding. So if something changes, I'd be open to.
Right.
You know, the only thing I got to say on it, if you take these off, you need to take the 3 that was sold off.
When was construction started on these? What year?
We probably started some foundation work at the end of 06. At the end of 07 is probably when we started that foundation. But I don't remember. The ones that we closed at the end of 08. The ones that are in there.
Well, the last taxes one. Would be all right on those. Do you have a recommendation?
No, because my guys went by and said they were done, and we do know that there wasn't nothing but sheetrock inside, but there was no electrical boxes, I think, or no bathroom settings or no cabinets.
Correct.
So which units were finished? 303 is the only one that was
303 is the only finished model that we still own that's totally finished. The others are what we called white boxed.
And you have no recommendation?
No.
So if they're white box, they're partially finished. I mean, you've got, how many units are there? 17 units like this? Is
that is correct.
Did you say you just sold three of them?
That's correct, out of a 20-unit building.
Okay. Could I make a motion to table this so we could make a phone call to the gentleman at the State Tax Commission who put on that conference? I mean, I'm sure that he went over this with us in that, and we have that information. And Charlie, I just want to be fair with you on what they said to us in the meeting of that everybody else in the state of Missouri is going to be trying to do. So, if they're not finished and they say that we can, I don't want to charge you no taxes on them. And but if they say there was a partial assessment question asked.
I don't remember it, but I don't remember.
Now you have these units as white box. If you get a buyer for one, then you go ahead and finish it out.
That is correct. Cabinets, carpet, hard, every. We did the life safety issues in this particular market. We couldn't, you know, there's no other way to do anything else if anybody knows our project.
So you're just sitting there with a unit and then ready to finish out the minute somebody.
That is correct. And then it becomes on the books and it's taxable and the people are aware of those taxes and they know what the tax rates are, even though they've complained. I mean, my phone rang off the hook when these assessments came because we're all, I think there's so much confusion. These are homes. This is a, and we're not arguing that point. I'm just saying that these are, people that are moving here from Oklahoma and Louisiana as second homes. No timeshare. The word condominium gets thrown in with timeshare and nightly rental, and we're not. We're houses up behind the high school, if you remember where the location's at.
Charlie, could you inform this board of what the three that was sold for, or in a general statement?
I could, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
That's why you don't hear me arguing about anything.
Hard, are you trying to be hard to get along with, Charlie?
I'm trying to be as difficult as I can be.
We all know you, and I think you're trying to get.
No, it's just.
I feel like I'm between the rock and the hard place. I get an assessor who won't make a recommendation to us as to how you handle this kind of property, and a property owner who won't say what he's even selling for.
Well, sir, I don't think that's fair.
That's units that sold just recently.
That's correct. I mean, I don't think that's fair for me to stand here as a developer and share with this committee what somebody paid for a unit in my project. It's public record if it went through the real estate records, but to state what they paid for the unit, I just don't think is probably fair for me to do.
I don't have any question about that. I'm wanting to find out if right. We have this partial deal. And I'm making a motion to table until we can make that call.
It's fine.
And I hope you don't have any problem with that. I'm just trying to do what's right.
Listen. You guys have known me for a lot of years. I'm not being argumentative. I just want to pay what's right and what's fair, and so that's why I came today.
Can I just confirm that all of the properties that you have with us today are unfinished
except for 032000? And that is one that I feel is, should be a residential. It's not a commercial. So when we get to that one, I'd like to get that one out of the. All the others are directly related to building number 3. Which has got 20 units in it.
Call for the question.
Oh, I seconded, by the way.
Yeah, he did. I heard Dave did, didn't he?
Well,
aye.
Okay. Next one is just a point of clarification. If you look at parcel 088028, all zeros, and then 32000, that is the one that is our clubhouse. And
which number is that?
It's right here, James. Let me see if
in your book, it's the first one. It's
074.
BOE number.
Right here. BOE number 074.
32319. Okay.
It's the commercial.
32. We've got that as a clubhouse.
Right.
Pool and concrete.
That is correct, but isn't there a different classification since it's not for public use outside of our project? We don't people can't come in and rent it from the outside. This is strictly for the homeowners that live there. And so do I have some confusion there, Jane?
Well, should there be a split use on the clubhouse as being a sale? Do you have a sales office out of it?
Until I can leave. It's at my house. I'm there part-time.
I have no
the office.
That's the only thing we've seen.
The office is a conference room for the homeowners. I sit in it when I'm down there if I want to meet somebody and try to sell them a unit.
Charlie, where is this property?
Remember the old high school, sir? Fagan Road. I bought all Ed Acres property years ago. But, you know, remember where that's at?
It's the same property Ed was in here telling us about earlier. The two buildings is setting up on the hill there that you said you could see.
Oh,
that's mine, Bob. I don't. For some reason, I don't know whether if you're not placing it, you know where the old high school was at, Fagan Road, the bus barn.
Yeah, I can from Lakewood Estates down.
That's
the
it.
Dock, I can see.
Yeah. From Lakewood Estates straight up the hill.
Okay,
that's it.
Now we had before Jim, you surprised us with a statement that you assessed elevators and things like that in. Units
in common, yeah.
As common commercial. Now this one, everything is commercial.
We wouldn't have put an elevator in, man, if we didn't
is
have
this
to.
All of no. The only question.
The common areas you considered commercial on any project.
Not always. It's on what's done there in the common.
If you called us right now and said, could we come up there and rent your facility, you couldn't unless you were an owner in the facility. It's private. That's the whole point that I think that we've made today.
That would be the same way the Lakewood Estates clubhouse would be considered. Because it's only for the people who live there.
That's correct.
So are you wanting a change of classification? Is that what he's wanting, James?
That's correct.
To residential instead of commercial.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't care.
You don't have an objection to that?
No. Motion to do so.
Second.
Can we put a figure on that? Is this
$41,000, including the pool, the waterfall, and stuff around it. Chuck would be fair with me, I think. No.
Is that what you're asking for?
Chuck, I just wanted to see if you paid attention.
The rest.
That's based on the way I feel about the market, not what the market is, Jim.
174, 180, but it would all be up under residential, so it'd be at a lower rate than commercial.
It'd be 544, 320 residential.
Residential along with the residential that's already 217.
The land.
That's the land, 217.
I know. I'm saying the final appraisal would be the combined, but under all of the res, correct?
Right.
That'll be 700.
Know what you're saying?
I'm saying move it to the residential
line item, which is moving to 544,320.
And if anything the board would like to do to reduce that amount, I'd be strictly in favor of.
I didn't catch the second, I'm sorry.
Jane.
What'd you call? Call for the question.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Well, I haven't know what's been.
Thanks, Bob. And I presume I'll be notified when you want to discuss that other issue.
Yes, sir.
With Donna.
Thank you. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
I believe, is it lunchtime?
No,
I ask for recess, sir.
Hold until I see our next.
1:00.
So may I ask if you'll be back here at 5:00? So that we're in place for the time of the 1:00 session opens. Anybody going to lunch?
Good program this morning.
Yeah, not bad. Look, it's true.